Three from Leith, number 218.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
If you're all sitting comfortably, then I'll begin.
Thank you. again, but I'm sure stitches again.
I could
Hello, welcome to 3 from Leith number 218, a continuation of the show which you heard last week, show 217, where I'm going through my big bag of unplayed tracks and trying to catch up with myself because I'm slowly sinking under far too many tracks, and if I don't play them now and try and get some more of them played, then I'll never get round to playing them. So, you heard Dionysus with Off the Fear, Aurora, Not to Forget, and Dear Martin with Sun-Drenched Season to kick off with an electronic-y sort of feel, show 218. Dionysus are based in Sheffield in the UK, and they take their name from the Greek god of wine. And they've been building a worldwide fan base since their formation in 2005. They've already released two albums and a limited EP, and the band's popularity has seen them supporting the likes of The Birthday Massacre and Emile Autumn, as well as opening the main stage at the Whitby Festival. They've had the music played on a number of radio stations in far-flung places such as Brazil, Alaska, Poland and Russia, not to mention Australia and the USA, resulting in a large number of requests for them to play over there. And they are a four-piece. They are Nell on vocals, Louisa on vocals and piano, Tom on guitar and programming, and Marcus on bass. Now, if you go along to their MySpace page, and this is probably the only MySpace I'm going to mention, because, as I said in show 217, I'm not going to start giving the URLs on this podcast, because they're going to be on the show notes at www.3fromleith.com, and you can find all the details that you need to find the bands on there. Dionysus, myspace.com/Dionysus, Dionysis. Get that right. The three titles they've released so far that I mentioned are Dionysus in 2007, Blue Shift, which was a limited edition EP and came out in 2008, and their second full-length release, Intoxicated, which came out this year in 2010. It's available through Singed Records. On their MySpace, there are links to buy these, so do go there if you'd like to hear some more. After them, you heard who I just called Aurora, and who are, in fact, Modulation Aurora. So I got that wrong for starters. I better change my show notes so that I don't type this up in the show notes when I come to cite them up next week. They're based in Rome in Italy, and they take their name from their two favourite words, modulation, meaning all the beloved electronic techniques and machineries, and Aurora, meaning all the imaginary and visionary landscapes from northern countries and beautiful views from the northern lights. Modulation Aurora have been creating a buzz in their home country through their random track lists, unplanned guitar solos and fantastic makeup. Their reputation in Rome has seen them invited to a number of festivals there, including the Electro Activity Festival, Muzak Festival and Zoo Bar. Gig dates in Italy and abroad are soon to be announced, where you can witness them in their own sonic landscapes. Details about where you can purchase the material can be found on their websites, which you'll find, as I mentioned, on the 3 from Leith website. And the last of the three opening tracks was a track from Dear Martin, Sun-Drenched Season. Dear Martin, you may remember, has featured twice on 3 from Leith before, show 154 and show 204. Sorry, I nearly said 254. We've not got there yet. 204. Dear Martin is Bjorn Martin Edvardsson, and he is from Sweden. And that track comes from the album The Dearest. And a big thank you to Una Procell for sending me that track way back on the 7th of June. So why am I not really recording this podcast just before it goes out? And I'm actually recording it on, date is today, the 20th of August, for whenever it's going to end up going out. I'll need to check my calendar. Well, I was going to tell you last week and I didn't. And the reason is because on my normal recording day, 27th of August, when I'll be recording this, I won't be in the flat. I'll have to vacate the flat for 5 or 6 hours. And then when I come back, there's going to be a lot of tidying up and putting back together involved, I think, because I'm getting the council's pest control men in. I have some nasty little bugs in the flat that are biting me. And the council are going to come and they're going to do me an inspection on Tuesday. I know what the bugs are, and so they're coming around just to check everything out and to tell me what I need to do in preparation for them returning on Friday to carry out the treatment, and then they're going to fumigate the place once they've carried out the treatment as well, So obviously I can't be here, and neither can the cat. Actually, I was thinking about that later. I suddenly thought, the cat. Normally I'd go out and just leave the cat, but I can't. So I'm going to have to speak to my parents tomorrow and see if they wouldn't mind keeping the cat for a day. Might be difficult for them because they have some visitors over, some French Canadians over, as part of the 50th anniversary of our hometown's twinning with France, and our French twin towns, French Canadian twin town, and the German twin town. So hopefully they're going to be able to look after the cat for me. If they don't, then I'll probably have to put the cat in a basket and wander the streets with her for 5 or 6 hours. Ugh, I don't know what else I could do with her. Maybe the ex might take her for the day, but she's got two cats, so I don't think that'd work. So there you are. Apparently I'm going to have to take a lot of furniture to pieces so that they can properly treat it. So I'm going to have a lot of fun this coming week. That's 2 days extra holiday I'm having to take that I wasn't planning on taking just now. And if, depending on what they tell me on Tuesday, I may need to take another day just to get prepared before the Friday, because I think it's a Friday morning appointment, so I won't be able to just get up on the Friday and finish off preparing. It'll have to be done by the end of the Thursday. So, fingers crossed that when they come and do it, it's going to be successful, because it's going to cost me quite a lot of money. The figure quoted so far, £350, which nearly made me fall off my seat. Expensive business. So that is the reason why I can't record next Friday, and I'm recording 2 shows in the one night, just so you don't miss out, so you don't think he keeps doing a show and then he misses a week and then he comes back. Not reliable, that man. Well, I'm trying my best. Alright, enough of me talking about what's going to happen next week is making me feel itchy already. So I'm going to get on with some more music. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this.
Help us out, we need to get on out. We made a bad mistake on this real estate, and life is long for those of us who got it wrong and didn't adjust. We took the plunge, we didn't wait. There goes the interest rate on this real estate. On this real mistake, this real estate. So put the sign out front, make sure the lawn is done. Boy, these walls look gray, we better get some paint. And life ain't fun for those of us who aren't that smart and aren't that strong. We took the chance on what we couldn't afford. Now they're showing us the door on this real estate. On this real mistake. On this real estate. Thank you.
talking about that real estate.
Chances of this happening, just like the last podcast, that track happened to end 29 minutes and 10 seconds. So it's not very far off where I was the last time when I suddenly thought, God, it's almost half an hour, I'll have to wrap the podcast up. And I've still got nowhere near the end of my big bag of unplayed tracks. So I think there's going to have to be a few more of these podcasts at some point just to fit things in. You heard two tracks there. The first one was by Hollywood Drunks, and that was called Real Estate. Now, Hollywood Drunks, also known as Wins and Reed, aka Hollywood Drunks, or Hollywood Drunks, aka Wins and Reed, the only time you've heard them before on the Three from Leith podcast is on the Christmas specials, because they always do some Christmas tracks. And that's the first one I think I've ever got from them that wasn't a Christmas track. Real Estate, and having a look back, that track, although they sent it to me some time ago, it's only just been released, I think, on the 7th of August, so I've not missed it by too much. So you can find that on the website. Go there and try and get it. Now, why is Windenreed known as the Hollywood Drunks? Well, because they're a group of alcoholic misfits, and especially because the name Windenreed is too hard to spell or pronounce or even look at without becoming completely exhausted. So in hindsight, the band realised it was maybe a bad name to choose, even though it is the surname of the founder of the band, Eric Windenreed. Maybe it's not even Windenreed, maybe I'm seeing it wrong for all I know. Ah well, too late now, I've been calling them Windenreed for probably the last 3 years. But they are, as they say, it's a bad name, but they are stuck with it, like an old cold sore that never leaves. And thus the entirely not subtle name change to Windenreed, aka Hollywood Drunks. And that single, Real Estate, was finished just in time for the 2010 foreclosures. The song itself, they say, is dedicated to families, friends and anyone dealing with the possibility of losing their home. Hopefully, nobody we know is doing that, but then you never know. Followed, as it was, by a track from Jamie Lynn Noon called A Moment to Break, taken from her debut EP, funnily enough, called A Moment to Break. Jamie Lynn Noon is a 22-year-old California Bay Area native who can't recall a time when music was not a part of her life. And A Moment to Break was released January 27th, 2009. Now, I didn't get the track that long ago. Now, when did I get that one from Jamie? Now, it was this year. It was probably just a couple of months ago. Actually, no, it wasn't. 21st of May, so it's 3 months ago. Almost to the day, I suppose. So there we go, that's a good example of why I'm going through my big bag of tracks and getting these tracks out and getting them played, because if I didn't now, it would be probably August 2011, and then I might find that track and think, I've never played that one. And that brings me really to the end of another podcast. Time to start wrapping things up. It's 9:30 at night here as I'm recording, and I've not even had my dinner. Starving, but had to get this podcast out. As they used to say in an old Knorr soup advert from many years ago, that the citizens of the UK will probably remember. That's dedication for you. Unless you're from the UK, unless you remember these Knorr adverts, that means absolutely nothing. So before I embarrass myself anymore by delving back into the past, time to wrap up the podcast. Time for me to say, as ever, thanks for listening. Thank you for staying subscribed. Thank you for continuing to support the independent artists in 2010. All the artists on this week's podcast, you'll find links to them on the show notes at www.3fromleith.com. Probably better say that slowly this time because I realise I rushed through it, so people might not, if they just catch this podcast somewhere else, they might not know what I'm actually saying. 3 from Leith. That's Lima Echo India Tango Hotel, Leith. It doesn't end with an F for Freddy. Anyway. All that's left for me to say is I'll catch you all again next week. Cheerio.
Well, I like that.
Powered by Libsyn.